Tuesday night, Varhamoch and Chavis Alvavis, or Lechov Gimel Tebe, Stav Shinayin Hay.
Okay, one more night of, we'll talk about thunder and lightning. You make the bracha once, as also Master Gracious and Kocha Gvrosim Aliolam will say, and then as long as the clouds don't go away, as long as it doesn't clear up, you don't make another bracha that day. But you do make another bracha every day. So the next day, sort of like Tfilas HaDerech, if you know that halacha there, that the next day in the morning, or whenever you wake up, post can say even before Alos HaShachar, and the next day you'll make another bracha. But that's it. But if the skies would clear up again, would clear up totally, and then it would, even the same day, become cloudy again after it totally gets clear, not just the winds blowing the clouds, you know, around, but mamish clear up, and then it would again come back, or come again, then you would make another bracha. What's not so clear, okay, if you don't sleep, it's not so clear actually, it's interesting. If you don't sleep and you stay up a whole night, do you make another bracha the next day or not? Again, this is if it didn't clear up. You do have to make a bracha every day, but that's assuming you slept at night. If you didn't sleep at night, it's not so clear if you should make another bracha the next day. Okay. Chavis Alvavis, Shara Yichud, at the end, Parak Yud. Ach Mafsidei HaYichud B'Leif Sholim Harbe. There's many things that make people not really accept Hashem's oneness. Mehem L'Shatef HaBorei. The shituf is thinking there are other powers who all come upon him, that it takes on many forms, some more subtle, some less subtle, some more subtle. Mehem banochas haribui, that's actually other religions which have a certain ribui in the Lord. Umehem bavodas hatsuros, bavodas hashemesh, vayareach, vachochavim, that's all the kochavim literally, vamazolos. Really, it's not just oved, but it's anytime you assign an independent power to anything, you're being pogim in the oneness of Hashem. Umehem hakshamas habore im yedias hakavona shekivim bo hasefer, meaning thinking that there's some sort of physicality or some sort of, like we say in Lord Musa Guf Yeno Guf, if some sort of hakshama is a steer to Hashem's oneness, because in the philosophical proofs of Hashem's oneness, it would necessitate that he not have any form whatsoever. Umehem ashituf hanelam, sort of a hidden, subtle shituf, which is any time you go along with people that are evildoers, any time you accept false or wrong behavior and you accept it with chanifa, so you're really assigning deep down what you're really doing. Chazal Lovitz is merciless. He says what you're really doing deep down is saying you're afraid of people and you're giving them a power, you know, either more than Hashem or together with Hashem. If you don't speak up against evil, so that means you're afraid and you're giving it a power, you're giving people or events or circumstances of power. So that's more subtle, that we wouldn't never like to use the word shituf, but it is. And then he says an even a more subtle form of shituf, which again we don't like to hear, but he says anytime you do, he says this in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, he actually elaborates on this, he says anytime you do something shalol lishma, it's a shituf, because you're worshipping yourself, you're giving yourself like equal billing, equal footing. When you do it shalol lishma, you don't do it l'shem Hashem. That's an even more subtle form of shituf. So there's a lot of forms of shituf. They say some less subtle, some more subtle. The pasuk says, and the Gemara says, lo yev l'cho el zor, v'amur rabbi sena zechonim l'vracha, izeo el zor sheyesh begufo shel adam, and the zom is a yetzahara. Anytime you follow your desires, so there's a shituf there. So, v'shem ha'ksil ha'pesik sheyikra ha'sefim in ha'torah, you could have a foolish person that says Ashayora son of Machaber. Do we really need the Chavis Halolos to teach us about Hashem's oneness? I don't know. I take out a chumash and I see Hashem is one. What do I need this whole arichos for? This whole shar for? The Omar b'tshuvaso v'meshetziva hachocham. What Shlomo HaMelech says as aneik silki evloso pinye hachocham be'enov. You have to answer him and you have to explain to him that there are different things he's. Different assumptions he makes. He doesn't understand the depth of Hashem Echad. Ki Omer Zeh, someone who would say that he doesn't need to learn about Hashem Echad and what it means. Hakarosa Chalusha Lohavin, he means because his mind doesn't grasp, he doesn't even realize certain things. You know, that's what the Inyan of subtlety is. You know, people who don't understand these things, says the Chavis HaLolos, they don't have any subtlety of understanding, so they're gas, so you have to explain to them, because it's not good if they're left with an error and a tolus in Hashem Echad. So if they express this cynicism that what do you need a whole shahr for this for, you have to explain to them that it's not as simple as it seems and it's a little deeper than they realize. Okay, we'll stop. Thank you.